I might say to somebody, I don't understand why he's afraid. What's the opposite of used to be?
I didn't get that last word.
What's the opposite of used to be?
Opposite of used to be, you say? Is now is the opposite.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty
careless.
You might say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
queer.
Has it changed its meaning in recent years for you?
Or being queer, you mean? Has that changed its meaning?
Yeah.
No, not that I know of.
I ran into that word just the other day. I called up a Mrs. Childs.
Yes.
And told her about this test, and she said it sounded mighty queer.
Oh, I said, queer or odd?
Somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can make him change it is mighty.
Is that Mrs. Childs out at Kingbrewer at home?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know her quite well.
she's a delightful lady.
Yeah, she is. She's 92 or 3 years old. Used to live 2 doors from me years ago down on 3rd Street. What was your last question?
Somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can make him change it is mighty.
Someone who makes up his mind, and what's the rest of it?
And nothing can make him change his mind.
Nothing will make him stubborn.
Somebody you can't joke with without his losing his temper, you say is mighty...
Pig-headed, or strong-headed, or stubborn, or stubborn.
If somebody's a bad temper all the time, he's...
grouchy, or... unless the word comes to my mind, he's moody, or grouchy, or ill-tempered.
If somebody gets ill-tempered all of a sudden, they say he's mighty...
And all of a sudden you say, he's edgy, or, that's what I'd say, he's pretty edgy.
If somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him just...
Well, hold your temper, hold your horses, be calm.
You've been working very hard, and you're very, very tired. You say, I'm...
fatigued?
Are there stronger terms?
Say I'm fatigued, or I'm all in, and that's those are what come to me.